As the local department store, the Main Street retailer, seemingly met its demise at the turn of the 21st century, widespread nostalgia and regret for a lost commercial culture emerged. There were more than 9,000 department store outlets in the United States in 2002, but customers felt the loss of distinctiveness connected to historic nameplates. And as shoppers lamented the death of their department stores, traditional Main Street retailers became nostalgic artifacts consumed in opposition to globalization and a perceived loss of unique community identity. Beginning in the 1980s, nostalgia for lost downtown retailers emerged in popular culture, part of a broader feeling about America's industrial past. Shopping malls emerged as a counter-symbol for everything that was wrong with American culture. In the 1980s and 1990s, the post-industrial shopping mall became a common setting for a wide range of anti-nostalgic films, providing the backdrop for everything from marital breakups, romance, and teenage angst, to crime, time travel, and zombie marauding. In contrast, downtown department stores provided nostalgic settings for movies representing an idealized past of urban community and social space. The 1983 film that became a holiday tradition for many, A Christmas Story, reflected this shift in meaning. The movie featured Higbee's, a well-known Cleveland department store that became part of the Dillard's chain in 1992 before closing 10 years later. Structured around the 1940s childhood memories of the narrator, Ralphie, now grown, the movie depicts the downtown department store as part of the vibrant urban setting of his youth. Scenes include elaborate window displays of toys for Christmas, a nighttime parade with the department store Santa, bustling Christmas shopping scenes, and children lining up in the store to tell Santa what they wanted for Christmas. In the film, the department store fit into the nostalgic, though wryly and even bitingly humorous memories of the narrator's childhood dreams and learning experiences. All that from Vicki Howard in the study, From Main Street to Mall. We are invited to return, not just in our memory, but in reality, to a department store that was so much a part of the lives of so many people in Lackawanna County and surrounding areas for decades. The Globe Store in downtown Scranton. When Lackawanna County purchased the building to be the new hub for county offices, it was natural to invest in holiday decorations that would pay homage to Scranton's past, but also recognize Scranton's bright future, and thus the Holiday Market 2016 this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, various hours, you are invited to the Globe Store in downtown Scranton, the former Globe Store. We had a visit from Maureen McGuigan, Deputy Director of Arts and Culture for Lackawanna County, Kristen Powers of Scranton Made, and Maggie O'Brien of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They came to fill us in, Maureen McGuigan.
In this day and age now, people are really looking to shop local, live local, buy local, and celebrate everything that's good about their community. So we're happy to be part of that. I was just talking this week with Kristen and other people about this sense of, we have this beautiful building, the former Globe Store, with all its glory and memories. We want to bring that back, but we also are paying homage to all the wonderful new people and businesses and organizations and events in our town that are happening now in the present. So I think these events are popular because they're celebrating that foundation of what makes Scranton and the region great, but they're also saying, look at all these new things, and encouraging people to be creative and be part of it.
And Kristen, you must see that all the time. When did you formally say, we're Scranton Made?
Scranton Made was started in 2012 with our first Arts on the Square in 2013. I think we just took it like year by year, not really knowing how popular or successful it would be. And it's actually just like more than we could dream of, just the success and community support that we've had over the past 4 years in all of our events. And agreeing with Maureen, like, we're excited to take a nod to the past of the Globe, but really celebrate the arts presently and for the future of Scranton.
Do you each have memories of the Globe? What do you remember about going to the Globe?
So many memories. I was a big fan of the doll show. Do you remember the F&B dolls that they would bring twice a year? My grandmother would buy me a doll every time. I still have them. Yeah, so that's a fond memory.
How about you, Kristen?
Only a little bit. I remember going to see Santa Claus, but I think I was like a little bit too young. But I still have that. And I do remember Santa's World, which is why Maggie's here. Make-A-Wish is sponsoring the event and doing Santa's World and Make-A-Wish Wonderland.
Your memories,
too. Oh, wait, I do have a lot of them. I mean, I remember going to eat at the Charlemont restaurant with the famous round table that everybody talks about. Of course, Santa pictures as well as the Easter Bunny. My brother and I have a great picture of us with these paper bunny ears. And just being in that department store in that era was even up till before it closed through the 80s. It was like you went to the Globe to shop and there was the ladies' parlor. So there was a kind of elegance, which I think in some ways we've transitioned out of, but I think that spirit of wanting that sense of place is still there. It's just maybe evolving in different ways and taking different shapes and stuff. But that spirit is still there, especially in Scranton. This event originally started outdoors, so it's become what we call it. The buzzword is creative placemaking, kind of bringing places back to life. So originally it was outside. When the weather got too much, we moved to the mall at Steamtown. Now we're in the old Globe Store building. So I think what's magical about that is you can transform that space into someplace magical that people will remember. Even if it's only a 3-day weekend, I think it stays with them throughout the year and makes them think differently about where they live.
The poster you have for the event evokes the Globe Store in its heyday at holiday time. Who did the graphics for you, Kristen?
Our intern, actually. Her name is Nikki DiGiorgiano.
Well, and I think that's a nice thing that Scranton Made has done is that even for maybe some of the younger people and the millennials who may not have strong memories, I think it's a way to get them involved in the history of where they're living, practice their creative powers. You know, they have a strong team of working artists who just all work together to capture that, so it keeps the memory alive and, again, also points to the future.
And Maggie, tell us what's going to be taking place, the old and the new.
Well, Make-A-Wish, through the support of our amazing volunteers and donors, has created this Winter Wonderland experience. Obviously, none of that would have been possible if Scranton Made hadn't brought us on as a partner. So we have a collection of winterscape images, trees. We have a beautiful sleigh that was donated by Green Scene Antiques that people can come and have get their picture taken with. We also are going to be writing letters to Santa as part of a campaign that Make-A-Wish has ongoing with Macy's department stores. And we're going to have a little workshop area where we're going to be selling trinkets and items at very family-friendly prices. There's something for everybody. And 100% of the proceeds from all the sales will go directly to funding of Wish of a Child here from Scranton. Locally, throughout northeastern Pennsylvania, we've granted almost 1,500 wishes since 1987. And here in Lackawanna County, where the event is taking place, we grant about 20 wishes a year. So we have a really big presence, but because of the essence of what we do is so magical and personal and private to the children and their families, a lot of people don't know that they're happening, which is why we're there at the event this weekend to raise awareness, educate people on who we are and that we are a local organization.
Overall, what will we find when we get to the Globe?
You will find over 150 local and regional vendors, everything from handbags, candles, body products, perfume, kids' clothing and accessories, crocheted items, gourmet foods like chocolate, desserts, cupcakes, baklava, flavored popcorn, canned goods, wing sauce, and everything in between. Also, we have a pop-up restaurant back again as Terra Preta. They have meat pies and veggie pies, chickpea curry, vegan options as well, and a full cocktail menu.
And music, of course.
Yes,
no holiday is complete. We have a lot of local bands.
Friday, we have the Oompa Band, the Von Storch Project, and the Crackers. Saturday, it's the Carney Boys, Sassafras, Mike Quinn, Indigo Moon Brass Band, the Bogyard Chug Band. And Sunday, we have Jacob Cole and Mark Woodyett, the Dishonest Fiddlers, Mike Doherty, and DJ Round the Globe.
So on Friday, the whole event is kicking off December 2nd. So part of this, too, is that Lackawanna County is really invested in lighting up the globe in the sense of we have these really great holiday decorations that look like some of the old pictures. We've done research and we found some pictures from like the 50s up to the 70s where there were all these trees. So we've had custom made ornaments. So there's a little ceremony at 5 o'clock to kick off the whole weekend where people can come and have free hot chocolate from Unico. And then the big switch will go on at 5:30. There'll be some carolers outside from Valley View and Scranton High Schools. So that's kind of kicking off the weekend. It's also First Friday. So we also encourage people to walk around the whole city and make a stop at the holiday market at the Globe. And then there's some other interactive things, too. One of our sponsors, Wayne Bank, is going to have a special kind of interactive thing for kids and families. And this is kind of fun. Anybody that had their photo taken at the Globe store was encouraged to submit it. So we'll have a little exhibit of large Santa photos on the wall. So I think it's going to be pretty magical, which has been fun going from a warehouse space, which it had kind of become when there was a record keeping company in there, to making it, again, feel warm and cozy. So I think the public's going to have a really good time just being in the space.
Santa Claus will be there, too, all weekend.
That's an important one. Yes, Santa will be there all weekend so people can have their photo taken. And you know, we just hope people come and make a day out of it. And we, like we said, we encourage people to visit a lot of the local businesses outside of the market as well, because you could really come downtown and have a really nice day and enjoy Wonderland over there. And that's a thrilling addition. That's one thing I've liked about this event, is that each year our partnerships grow. We have our people have been with us from the beginning, but we have new partners like Make-A-Wish. And just literally what Maggie was saying they brought to the table, it just makes the event magical. We wouldn't be able to do that ourselves. So, you know, having all these people help out is what makes it special. And we have some other artists that have designed the front windows, which I think is something everyone loves, even if you didn't grow up with the Globe store, maybe you've gone to New York. So there's just something, to use that word again, magical about that. We hope that people of all ages will come and look at the windows. So that'll be part of the whole lighting up. They'll be there for the whole season too. So if for some chance you can't get down this weekend, they'll be up. As I said, it kicks off Friday, December 2nd, which is First Friday at 5 o'clock to 9. We'll be there with everything. And then back again on Saturday from 11 to 7 and Sunday, December 4th, 11 to 4. So all 3 days.
You can find all the information at ScrantonMade.com or our Facebook page.
And Maggie, you have a theater background, so you bring that whole sensibility to Winter Wonderland.
Yes, that's funny you mentioned that. I've had more than a handful of volunteers that have been through the space to assist us, have all kind of cited, this has to be because of your theater background, that, you know, we can orchestrate these scenes and this live action experience. So I'm very blessed to have that. We use it in my line of work all the time, you know, with the comfort and ability to speak with people and get people excited about our mission and the children that we help make wishes come true for. So we're super grateful for Scranton Made to bringing us on. And I think it's a great partnership because magic really is the essence of our foundation and making wishes come true. So to be a part of this holiday event and celebrate the magic of the season, hope, joy, strength, happiness, and wishing, it's a great marriage.
Maggie O'Brien of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Maureen McGuigan, Deputy Director of Arts and Culture for Lackawanna County, and Kristen Powers of Scranton Made, speaking with us about the holiday market at the Globe, Friday, December 2nd, Saturday, December 3rd, and Sunday, December 4th, 5 to 9 on Friday. That's First Friday, Friday, December 2nd, 5 to 9, Saturday, December 3rd, 11 to 7, 11 to 7 on Saturday, December 3rd, and Sunday, December 4th, 11 to 4. The legendary Globe Store, now the site of the Holiday Market 2016. You'll have a chance to catch a horse and carriage ride on First Friday, stopping at the Globe beginning at 5. The public is invited to attend the ceremony that is actually kicking off at 4:45 with some holiday DJ music. The Night Rhythms of Scranton High School will sing seasonal songs. There'll be free hot chocolate, and the commissioners will welcome everybody at 5:15. At 5:30 p.m., the switch will be turned on, followed by closing carols with the Valley View Voices of Valley View High School. And so much more, that from a press release by Scranton Made, and you can find all the information you need on their website, ScrantonMade.com, ScrantonMade.com.